50 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Alana Rocha in for David Brown. According to the Dallas Federal Reserve's monthly Texas Manufacturing Outlook Survey, activity at Texas factories expanded in March, but the report also indicated the production index, a key measure of state manufacturing conditions, fell 15 points, the sixth biggest drop since 2004. So what does this mean for the state and its manufacturing industry? For that, we're joined by Ed Egan, fellow of the Baker Institute and director of the Institute's McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Dr. Egan, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So first, what do you make of the 15-point drop in factory output, and what does this actually mean?
So this is definitely an extreme drop, as you just pointed out. It's the sixth largest drop since 2004, really in about 15 years. Outside of a recession, a drop like this is almost unprecedented. The index fell by more than half. If it were to repeat these falls again next month, which obviously we hope that it doesn't, then we would have a negative outlook, and we would be looking at a potential recession in manufacturing here in Texas.
Do you think this trend will continue?
It's hard to say. Right now, of the industries surveyed, the Dallas Fed breaks out the industries into 10 different sub-industries. Six of them were concerned or highly concerned about the tariffs. They'd all said that the effects had only just started, but were material. So yes, another drop is likely. If it's as big as this one, that really would be problematic.
So are you referencing the Trump administration's steel and aluminum tariffs?
That's correct. Yes. So this was the driving force for the drop. Very, very clearly in the comments from the recipients of the survey.
What are you hearing from industry insiders, factory bosses? Is there a level of uncertainty?
So it's not just uncertainty, it really is a rise in input prices. We don't do a lot of smelting here in Texas. That is, we don't produce a lot of steel and aluminum from raw materials. We do quite a lot of manufacturing that relies on metals. Those manufacturers have fairly small margins. Those margins have been getting actually tighter and tighter over time. So we've seen trends of increased automation, reduced workforces, everything possible to get that margin to hold. Now, of course, when you raise input prices by something potentially as high as 25%, that can put manufacturers out of business.
And so, I mean, as far as the impact on lay people, I mean, we can just expect this all these costs to trickle down?
So two things. I mean, first of all, this is a sector that has been recovering since 2016. It's been doing okay, but not fantastically well. And if it takes a blow now, it's not particularly stable. It's not likely to do very well. We would see thousands of layoffs, and that would affect everybody that works in other industries as thousands of people get laid off. Second, trade war reciprocity aside, it's not just that there's a rise in input prices, there's also a competitive effect. That is, we push all of the little manufacturers that can't afford this input hike out of business first, and manufacturing becomes less competitive. Mm. So that pushes up prices as well. So there's an amplification effect there. So yes, we would see it in terms of consumer goods. We would see it, the producers will pass all these costs through. They will produce less product and at higher prices.
Dr. Ed Egan is a fellow of the Baker Institute and director of the Institute's McNair Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. Dr. Egan, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're listening to The Texas Standard.